Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
My brother called this morning. They had not answered the phone as of yet.
Okay.
But that was his early morning this morning.
9 a.m.
plugging away.
And
I don't mind.
Thank you for calling Giant. If you've booked a fake vaccine, press 2.
You guys.
Why, you're almost making it Mac McGarry, Rob.
Thank you for calling Giant. I bet you're in line for the vaccine. That's the end of the round.
Suckers.
Yes. People don't realize the 70s were just, I mean, really like still the end of the Mad Men era.
I know. You know? Oh. When are you coming, Grandpa?
Right now I'm going to have a Chivas and another Lucky Strike.
I think that's Frances McDormand, but I'm not sure.
It's Frances McDormand.
Yeah, that's it.
David Strathairn.
The trailer was so horrible for it that I saw that I now I'll watch the movie.
And Jane Lynch is in it as well.
Jane Lynch is in everything.
She hosted the pregame last night, by the way. My inbox blew
up.
Of course she did. Yeah.
Of course she did. Yeah. Yes, she does.
Because what, she has a speech impediment. She can't say no.
Right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Speedwack. Now here's Mike.
All right. This is the moment now where I love it. This is the moment where I love having a listener do this. Because this tells me now that everybody can do it. I am super pleased. Who is our guest announcer this week?
It's Matthew Babst, Mike. He's a 20-year listener who lives up in Massiello country. That's what I like to call Buffalo, New York.
Awesome.
He loves radio. He loves us. And he says he even loves Oscar. And he says when the whole COVID thing is over, he's going to eat a bat.
Yes. That's awesome.
And I'd like to remind you, you can submit your voice track to me at Rob at Tube with Two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Find the script at the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Send it in, please.
Man, that's all right. I like that. See, that's a guy that's not an announcer that's doing the announcer.
You think?
So great.
As soon as Oscar made that suggestion, I said that's what I'm envisioning. And I love the audience participation.
I do too.
Speaking of audience participation, it was not lost on me that you folks were you feel abandoned when we don't let you know that we're taking a regular show off. I perceive it this way. I feel much more guilty when Rob and Oscar do a bonus show for me, and I hear, hey, Mike didn't even show up for the bonus show, than I do when we have a day off. And Oscar engaged the listeners over the weekend because of the Friday
backlash.
Yeah. I feel it now necessary. First of all, I'm all for letting you know when we will not have a live show. We will have a best of. I think that's reasonable. I think we have a level of engagement brings me so much satisfaction with our audience that we'll be very diligent about letting you know when that's going to happen.
Especially when it's scheduled out.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Well, with that said, I think that, you know, we, as I look to my future days, you know, I occasionally will be taking Fridays, and that's just a reality, and we will be taking Fridays as a team and when it's possible, and that's the way it's going. We're going to continue to do our bonus shows every week. We're going to continue to be diligent about doing shows, but just know that we're going to let you know what the schedule is. We'll let you know.
You'll be in on it. Yeah.
And by Fridays, we're owed from 2020. Just a heads up. Like we did the Lord's work during the pandemic.
That's right.
Well, I think that if you add it up, if you go 2019, 2018, 2017.
Just a few Fridays.
No, not every Friday.
No.
But it's good for our heads. Listen, we got an extra. I noticed coming in today, we all have an extra little spring
Hell
in our steps.
Yeah,
and
yes, sir.
But I get it that people plan ahead.
Pony came in anyway by accident.
Yeah.
If you're doing
Where
something.
Where is everybody?
You want to have a little heads up, and I'm perfectly cool with that. I also should point out that as far as the voices are concerned, I'm very aware that people like that and that I used to do more of it, and we're working on the synthesizer situation to have more fun. I love doing voices. You never know when a new one's going to come down the pike. I like that, but if you want the Metro Conductor, all of you racists out there that love the Metro Conductor, let me I'm just kidding.
I don't think they're racist, Mike. I love
didn't think that was coming at all. That was
my childhood. Make a joke. I love it, Mike. That's the fact, boys. But anyway, I will let you know that I'm not giving up doing voices. I love doing voice. That's how I made my bones in this business. But don't worry about that. But the level of engagement we have with this audience is gratifying, and we appreciate it. And if it wasn't that way, I was reading the hate about the fact that we weren't on Friday, and the hate is the love. It might sound like hate, but it's love. It's even love when people are talking about the changes to the show. I think that I recognize that.
Or my dramatic weight gain.
Your fat shaming might just be pure hate. We'll I'm not sure about later. That. It might be, but it's gratifying. It's gratifying when people are that engaged, and Lord knows we are keeping our eye on the pandemic and everything else, and making sure that maybe we can get together at the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. You never know. I am still holding out some optimism. Hey, look, it's February. It's just March now. March 1st today. We can look to what it may be in November or December of next year, and who knows? Yep. I think we might be okay. And Oscar is maintaining his connections out in Las Vegas, where
my
we are.
My sister just went to Vegas this past weekend. She just turned 50.
It's a town that is
the nickel.
And the reason, you mean you're not going to have another city? It's Vegas because
destination
Vegas,
city.
Because Jolene lives there.
And also Vegas super friendly for opening and doing stuff. So
absolutely.
They will have been doing it.
Mike, I hate to interrupt. My clock just went kablooey. What's your timer say? I just want to make sure we're
5:40.
Thank you very kindly. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're good now. But Vegas is the best. I mean, it is.
I want to make it real clear that it is a post-pandemic, they are going to be ready.
Yes.
If anybody's going to be ready, you got your Floridas, which was ready the day after we knew about the pandemic.
Yeah.
And by the way,
the sun's going to kill it.
I forgot. Yeah, the summertime was going to end the pandemic. If you didn't touch your face and you went outside, no sweat.
Would you like to know a random, I have many random depressing thoughts that pop into my head on a daily basis. Would you like to know this morning's random depressing thought?
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, and last week on the news, Ron DeSantis said that he expects people that are under 65 to begin getting vaccinated in March. That's me. And then I said, but he said it. That's literally what I thought of this morning.
Did he say in March of what year?
Yeah, I don't know. It's it's not like they're going to go 55 to 60 or 45. They're opening it up to
floodgates,
everybody as soon as that. Yeah. Speaking of pandemic, we have pandemic news from our boy Oscar, who arrived to the studio today and mentioned that you got your mom vaccinated. Is that
true? Before I mention this, don't get upset at me, all right?
Okay.
And by that, I don't mean Mike or Rob, because, they'll get it. And so will Maddie, and so will Pony, God willing. But our listening audience, you have to understand that I did not necessarily seek this out. This is not something that I was like, oh, man, I will hope I can, figure out a way to do this. So, no. This is out of desperation that the vaccine gods came down, these angels. And
I'm smelling a G-A-H-U.
What's that?
I'm smelling a G. I got a hookup.
I wouldn't call it that, Mike.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Okay.
And I think hookup might be one word. Might be just G-A-H.
Let's do some quick TMOS math, right?
Ready.
Rob, your parents are already shot, right? They're already taken care
My dad got his first, and my mom has had both. Yeah.
Yeah. So done.
Awesome.
Mike, you were waiting. You're on deck, right? You should be getting it soon.
My mom got a shot too. It was a really, really long needle. That's a joke. I'm sorry. I don't know why she was cremated.
What is the matter with you?
It's Monday.
It's gallows humor.
Wow.
Gallows humor. Okay.
Wow.
So embarrassed.
I would say next up, my dad's 80. He just got a shot. My mom is 71. Mm-hmm. She has been, and for my family, because she's, a little overweight. I think I referred to her as a roly-poly, disrespectfully, I think 3 weeks ago, and Rob got
she's
mad
not
at me.
That big.
No, but for her frame and size, she's overweight, right?
So I only was disappointed that you didn't call her roly-poly yoli. I just wanted you to complete it. That's
how
all.
How dare you?
Hey, it's your sentence.
How about this? The notorious RPJ.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's my mom.
It's Monday. We were all ready.
My mom.
We had a three-day weekend.
A very long needle. Hi-oh.
So it would be RPY. Yeah. So RPY.
Oh, I thought it was the J.
I'm not going to call my mom roly-poly yoli.
Okay. Don't do it then.
How is your mom's name spelled?
With a Y. It should be a J, Mike. But when
is
she
it
came,
a Yolanda?
When she got to Ellis Island, they heard Yoli, and they wrote Yoli on her little name.
She came to Ellis Island from you know South what I mean. America.
She didn't go to Ellis Island.
No,
whatever DMV she ended up at, that's what they put down. She said Jolie, and they put Yoli.
Oh, okay, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wild.
Y-O-L-I?
Y-O-L-Y.
That's almost a palindrome. Yeah. Almost.
Roly-poly Yoli.
Stop it!
All right, Yoli.
Okay, all right. So my mom—it's
like a never-ending quest to make people
stop,
related
calm
to
down,
the show.
Calm
me.
Down, Jesus Christ! Give you 5 days, you'll talk the whole time. I want to know what's going on with Yoli.
My
what's going on?
Brother and father have been grinding it out on all these dashboards for Walgreens, Giant, Safeway, etc. Just trying to get the first shot, and then I would say 3 weeks ago. This wonderful, and I will not divulge a name. This wonderful listener reaches out to me. She says, "My friends and I are helping people get the vaccine set up in Maryland." And it was an off-channel number. By that I mean unknown source. Somebody's coming randomly into my phone from Facebook, and they are reaching out to me saying, we have a handful of ladies, I want to call them the vaccine angels, that are punching away like that cat meme I sent to you guys all the time.
Yeah, people all over the country are doing this.
Yes. Yeah. And they said, we'd love to help your mom out if she doesn't have it. We love the show, the Mike O'Mara show. We listen all the time. We know that, you know, you're working on I was just trying to figure out if you could go to Giant and then I could put my mom in front of the pharmacist and get her any leftovers.
Yeah. The waiting game.
So I said, thank you. It sounds to me like you're trying to steal my information. So my mom's, because they asked for my mom's birthday. I was like, oh, I've seen this on Dateline. I'm not doing this.
Yeah, it would be a good phishing scam because you're playing to people's terror.
Because when you're desperate,
I agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and they were very sweet, these vaccine angels. And they were not called that. That's what my brother calls them.
Okay.
And I said, thank you. I don't want to mess up my mom's chances of getting the vaccine because there are three people working at this at one time. I didn't know if that was going to muck up the system. So because I knew my father and my brother were going to work on this.
That.
I didn't want to mess it up. And then I call my mom yesterday and let her know that I'm not going to be able to come visit her with my father because we have a bunch of stuff going on at work. That I said, look, I'm not going to be able to make it. She goes, it's okay. She goes, your father and I have been up since 5 this morning, and this is 11 a.m., that I'm calling her. She says, trying to do the vaccine website again. And I'm like, well, how many days are you doing this? She goes, we do this every day.
For 6 hours?
They just try to get in. Like, and
so many old people around the country doing that, and
yeah.
It sucks.
Yes.
It's still sad. Look, the numbers on the vaccines, I watched 60 Minutes last night. I was thrilled to listen to the administrator, the specific vaccine coordinator.
Yes. Finally, a year later.
That's a position they did not have.
Yes.
And to hear the numbers that are phenomenal in the last 5 weeks,
yep.
Absolutely phenomenal, but it still sucks and it's still a process down here. But there are people getting vaccinated daily,
it's so much
everywhere.
It's so much faster.
So much better.
And in fairness, you know, this has been weighing on all of us. We haven't talked about it on the air, but on my downtime, the little I have it, I'm like banging away at the Giant site trying to get it to go.
Right.
And I'm saying Giant, but she calls it Giant, just for those of you not in the area.
Giant.
When you say that your parents were on the computer for 6 hours trying to get that information and try and get themselves established,
yes.
How many of those hours do you think was trying to open up Internet Explorer?
No, they use Netscape.
Okay, just so, checking. Netscape.
Yeah, they use Netscape.
God, so. I don't remember how crappy that was. Wow.
And my dad's always on the Tandy, so it takes forever.
The TRS-80?
Yes. So in my desperation, when you hear your mom like that,
yeah,
just being like, oh, honey, like, don't worry. You know how moms are. Like, she's not selfish. She's like, you go to work. We're going to do our thing. We do this every day. And hopefully we'll get lucky today.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's soul crushing.
Yeah, it's soul crushing.
And I'm in the car. It's the oldest people in our society, and they're trying to do it.
I'm in the car driving to work, and I'm like, whoa, sorry.
Wow. It's very genuine.
Thank you.
Very genuine.
So I'm like, well, I'm going to call this lady that wants to steal my mom's birthday information and pull some credit cards together. I'm just going to give her everything because what do I have to lose? I have to lose? So I literally call her. I'm like, hey, do you remember me? Like, you were kind enough to reach out.
It's a listener.
Yeah, it's a listener. And she said, yeah. She goes. She was genuinely. Did you get the vaccine for your mom? Like, she was. She thought I was just following up, saying I got it.
Right.
And I said no. I was like, we're having a tough time. I thought we would have been able to figure this out. And she said. She goes, well, yeah, like everything's shut down. Like we're doing the best we can. We're still helping people, but it's just so much harder now. This is 3 weeks later. And I'm like, look, I'm sorry for not giving you early. I'm just going to shoot off right now all the info you need, which isn't that much. It's just the birth date and her name, right? Mm-hmm. And boom, I did it. And I kid you not, within like 6 hours, so somehow we got a confirmation for what was kind of a workaround, but not really. And then by 9 p.m. last night, I'm still at the office. My brother had been looped into this. It was a confirmation from another friend of hers that had been working for my mom to get her. So I don't know how many people were working on this. How many people have my mom's info? But I don't care because we have a confirmed 12:30 p.m. appointment today at night.
Wonderful. It shouldn't be that big a deal. It shouldn't be that, but it is. It's the reality. There are people, these angels, as you call them, working all over the country in different states. And that's fantastic that she was able to get
and
that.
And why
that's
in the
awesome.
Wide world would you fear any backlash or people think you were doing anything underhanded? All you did is expedite.
No, he's going to feel that way.
No, you're expediting.
He gets paranoid that way.
Keeping your mom healthy.
He likes to be the man of the people, the hardest working man in show business. He likes his image. Yeah. He's the listener's friend
it's
online.
Not an image,
when people
are truth.
Bitching about us doing a 3-day weekend. Oscar's my favorite post.
So when you said it'll never happen again.
That made me laugh. Loud. But anyway, that was funny.
I call my mom, and mind you, it's hello because she's got the mask on because she's already in bed.
It's late.
She's already in bed at 9.
She's got her seat
she's already got, she goes,
that's a pre-existing condition, by the way.
That's true.
That's a pre-existing condition that should move you up to the front of the line.
Hola.
Hey,
mommy. I just talked to Jose, and it looks like we actually have an appointment. And she just starts welling up crying.
Oh, God bless
That's great.
Oh, see, that's just it. That's it. You know, it really is a big deal to people that are in this situation. Yeah. You know,
I make my mom cry all the time, too, but it's never with good news.
So I'll give you the full, like, you know, moment because I'm going right after the show, picking up my mom and then driving to the appointment and
see if they have any lozenges.
I'll need one of those. They'll probably have in the pharmaceutical aisle.
Going to be an abandoned. You know where the appointment's going to be? It's going to be the scene in Goodfellas. I'm chewing an ice cube. I'm not being professional, but I got the thought. It's going to be the scene in Goodfellas.
The Giants right around the corner. The Giants right around
Lorraine
the corner.
Bracco, where Lorraine Bracco is. Yeah, that's it. No, just a little further down. Just a little further down.
That's where they need Liz. It's
I got to go. I got to go. See you later.
Now, this might be a Rube question, but when you get the first shot, they automatically schedule your follow-up, right? It's not like another waiting game to get the second shot, right?
That's the way, and I'll know more about it. This is so fresh for me, Rob.
Okay, and do you know which vaccine she's getting?
But you're excited about it.
And you should be excited.
Yeah. I am excited. We have all the info. I have all the printouts. Everything's taken care of. And so I'll get you an answer to that. Let me pledge this. One, to the vaccine angels. Bonus shows all around. I'll pay for them. We're
going to have a Florida chapter.
Help you out here. Mike, I actually got a link for a bunch of hacks because we've been working on this. And I'm sure you've seen these as well, just floating around.
I really haven't. Because, you know, to be honest with you, I just kind of been sitting on my hands because it's like 65 and older.
You're not I get my email from Loudoun County every week. It says, not yet. Not yet.
I don't get any mail and I signed up, so I get dicked down here.
So I'll share with what I have internally. I have to pay this forward. If somebody has a parent or listener right now listening has a parent in the DMV and they need a ride to get the vaccine, I want to take them. Like, you don't have to come in town. You got no one else. I'm going to do that. So reach out to me. I will figure that out. I have to pay it forward in some way or another.
Like, smart. I have to do it for you. Very good.
Yeah. And if you can't get here I will take them. One listener. You got two parents, I'll take them at the same time, but one listener.
But hold it. Both ways or just a drop off?
Both ways. I just want to clarify. You know, this is an Uber.
All right. I will take a listener in the Fort Myers area.
A parent of a listener in the Fort Myers.
If somebody has trouble, please contact me.
Yeah. And I will do a parent in Loudoun County. Absolutely.
Well, call it's me. Three yes. parents yes. that we're taking if they're, we
have to pay this forward. We have to.
Of course.
Right. Right.
Hopefully on the weekends because weekdays are.
And not too early, please.
No, I'm serious. Weekdays, I will make time. I will pay this forward. My wife was very sweet as she said. She said, how do you know this is real? And I said, well, I was like, if I waste three hours of my day going to pick up my mom and taking her somewhere in the off chance, if it's 10%.
Yeah, worth it.
I'm going to do it. We just got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And are you still, is there that little bit of you that's, by the way, are you going to a reputable pharmacy or grocery store to get this done?
I mean, yes, it's a Giant.
Giant Food.
It's not the one in Olney, but it's a Giant.
Is it CVS within Giant? I know a lot of times now it's like
Did you confirm with the grocery store?
My brother called this morning. They had not answered the phone as of yet.
Okay.
But that was his early morning this morning.
9 a.m.
We're plugging away. And I don't
open.
Mind.
Thank you for calling Giant. If you've booked a fake vaccine, press 2.
You guys.
Why, you're almost making it Mac McGarry, Rob.
Yeah. Well, there's the
Thank you for calling Giant. I bet you're in line for the vaccine. That's the end of the round.
Suckers.
Yes. Are you on the list? Yes, you are.
Press 2.
Q.
I'm serious. I'm serious about
T.C. Williams. Sidwell Friends, 20 down. Press 2.
That's the ritzy school right there.
Yes.
Yes.
Every time I used to see like what a school that I knew was troubled on there.
Yes.
I'd watch harder because I'm like, come on.
I'm trying to think. Show the world. Which is higher? I'm actually trying to, because I got the email this morning. I wonder which is higher, the tuition at Sidwell Friends or Michael's golf summer camp that we're going to put him in down.
Wow. But Mike.
At the more expensive club.
The golf summer camp will pay dividends when he's on the pro tour.
And this is more fun for me. Yeah. This kid is floating off the ground when he gets back. In the car on Thursday afternoons when he has his golf lesson, and they're the same people that are offering this. So
And speaking of education and higher education, you know how WVU, in an effort to court Robert, sent him a flag?
Mm-hmm.
Shepherd University offered my boy a scholarship over the weekend.
Oh, that's fantastic.
A full ride?
No, but $2,000 a year, and they're waiving out-of-state fees to get him to go to West Virginia. And that's Shepherd.
Well, you should counter.
I did. I said, I want all his books comped.
Yeah. You should be like, we can look at five. Five will make an impact.
But seriously, it was grade-based. Robert right now has got about a 3.9.
So does it become like a push for in-state?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, and now it's exactly the same. So I'm very proud
of
him.
More options. Yeah, right? He's gotten some acceptances in-state, right?
Yeah, well, he's still waiting on JMU. That's the one that
is that his first choice?
I believe that is his first choice right now.
James Madison's a good school.
But I couldn't be
any... What about Nova?
Nova is a great car and a great school.
So he got early decision, right?
Yeah.
Why we're finding these?
Cool now when you apply for colleges, you just fill out one form with one essay, and you can send it to every university. You don't have to do individual applications like when we were kids.
Yeah, see, but that's the watering down of the intellectual gene pool.
Now everybody can apply.
That's right. Yeah. Well, but anyway.
Yeah. Why write one essay? Why Taylor? Why put the extra effort in that might, cure back,
cursive.
I just think every school, when I was sweating my balls off trying to transfer, out of Marist College.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Into Boston University. I wrote the most beautiful essay for BU because I thought BU was going to take me, and then they rejected me. American University, I was just like, I like pie. Congratulations, Mr. O'Mara.
That's a hard school to get into, American.
Yeah, it's a good school.
It was a well-regarded school when I went there. There were very smart people there. I think I was very fortunate to get in there.
Maddie, what was your GPA in high school?
I had like a 3.9.
Oh, geez.
No, her GPA was daughter of the mayor.
That's not fair. That's not fair. That's good.
Her work product screams 3.9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she strikes me as a 3.9.
Funny, what'd you have?
How about that, Maddie?
Oh, I can't even remember.
There, that says everything right there.
Majored in math.
I don't even know. Patrick.
Yeah. But he wrote an essay, but spelled it S-A.
So, one question about this, and since it is March 1st, and I'm seeing people every day now that are getting vaccinated, and my attitude has always been they're older than me, they're better than me. No, they're older than me, and more power to them. I believe on March 1st now, since the governor happened to throw that month out down here in the gray, you wouldn't happen to know. I have a friend of mine who is 61 and morbidly obese and has two artificial hips and is on a CPAP machine and has had a pulmonary embolism and a surgical site infection. Is there any way these people could help him?
You know, I will reach out to the vaccine angels, Mike, and I'm sure they have a network across the nation.
You know, if they can help him, maybe
I want to live.
Oscar the Angels can help that guy. Maybe they can help Mike too.
Yeah. Oh, and so your mom got the these vaccines. One last question about the vaccines, because everybody likes to talk about that. Even if I'm older, if I get on a list or if I get, hey, you've got enough, and I'm married, at least every box I've seen says, would your spouse be included in this?
At least that's the way it's been down here. I have not seen that.
But your father got a vaccine, so.
It would be nice if Carrie had checked that box, come to think on it.
But I filled this out, Mike. I filled this out for my parents multiple times in the past 3 weeks, different forms for different places.
And you haven't seen the wife thing?
I haven't
thing?
Seen plus one.
Mm. Eh, tough.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Sorry. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Carla.
She's turbo fit. I mean, she'd be the one to be like, yeah. I think I had it. Sniffle. You know, me like, doop, doop. But anyway, I'm very, very curious about it. But that's great news.
Look, there's only a handful of times you see your parents openly weep, especially when they arrived at Ellis Island. They've been through a lot, right?
They didn't go to Ellis Island.
And what's wild is, we joke around about my dad's, estate planning, all that stuff. To see hear your mother crying and then your brother crying, who's older, like weeping.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because and your brother is crying. Let me explain why. As a frontline worker who's been in the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
I remember, it was a year ago, guys.
We were sending masks to Boston.
Yeah.
You were talking every day about what your brother was going through and how freaky it was to be part of this. And, I just, for everybody, for these people that are doing this, free of charge, by the way, these angels all over the country that are helping people negotiate this. It's really, I'm not putting blame on anybody that works in the pharmacies or works in the grocery stores or wherever everybody's doing, I think, the best they can. I really do. But overwhelmed, especially down here in Florida, when people were trying to get on a list and then they knew somebody and then somebody. But the numbers that are coming out as far as people that have been vaccinated are so overwhelming now that they've obviously made improvements to this. And when you see one guy, as I did last night on 60 Minutes, that's in charge of this, I think hopefully things are moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. And the Johnson & Johnson news that just broke.
Yes.
Is absolutely, it's phenomenal. So. And let's clarify. I know, Mike, we joke around about Johnson & Johnson and its GPA. Get what you can.
Yeah.
Get what you can.
Yeah. That's a powder, though. That's a powder, correct? That's a powder?
Yes.
That'll be put on liberally around the buttocks.
Mike, not only do I have my sense of smell and my sense of taste, the chafing is gone.
That's good. Well, you're not supposed to put it there.
Why?
All right. Well, you don't have chafing on the outside of the butt. That's where it's supposed to be. Where you used to put on the baby, where the diaper rash was.
Oh, I put it everywhere.
Okay. Well, you shouldn't do that. That's terrible.
I'm really not going to get COVID.
I'm very happy for Yoli,
and I'll keep everybody updated.
Yes, please.
We will take a break, and we will come back and talk about what that excuse for an award show and maybe a new ice cream cheat. That and more coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody!
Introducing Dermglow Skin, the amazing skincare line from Carla O'Mara that's helping people look and feel better about their face. And now there's something new from Dermglow Skin. Introducing Mike's Package. A skincare routine that'll make your skin feel and look spectacular. Mike's Package includes a cleansing repair bar, timeless face oil moisturizer, SPF 30 protective lotion, and exfoliating citrus scrub.
In the face!
And Mike's Package comes in two sizes you can choose from. The little size package contains travel size products for when you're on the go. And the big package has all of your full size facial care essentials that'll make your face sing. Get these incredible products at DermGlowSkin.com. And call Carla for a free skincare consultation at 239-247-4036. That's DermGlowSkin.com, 239-247-4036. DermGlow Skin, that's DermGlowSkin.com. Feel better about yourself today. That's what
makes you beautiful. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Liquid IV. You know that Liquid IV can hydrate you, but it can also get you going and keep you going. Just try Liquid IV's Energy Multiplier. Half of Americans report that they struggle with daily fatigue, but with the Liquid IV Energy Multiplier, the struggle is over. It's easy. Mix it in a bottle of water, and one Liquid IV Energy Multiplier is like drinking two cups of coffee. It's an all-natural option for a sustained energy boost throughout the day. It tastes like lemon ginger, and it's delicious. Plus, Liquid IV has donated over 10 million servings globally and over 4 million products to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active U.S. military. Liquid IV is changing the world for the better. Grab your Liquid IV Energy Multiplier in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Excuse me. Start fueling your adventures today at liquidiv.com. Promo code TMOS. It's Monday. I think I'll go ahead and choke. Hit the thing, will you please?
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to The Homepage, everybody. Let's get right into it. I didn't think I'd spend this much story time on this, but I have to talk about it because it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because when this story first broke, I'm like, oh, God, don't we have anything better we can talk about? But it's Lady Gaga. We all are fans of
Lady
Gaga.
Oh, this is so tragic. Mike, it was so sad to hear.
I know.
It was sad to hear. Yep. But it's got a happy ending.
Yeah,
here.
But when initially, have you watched the video by chance?
Of the actual assault?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was horrible.
Heartbreaking. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Why is it that grabbing the dogs and shooting the dog walker?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Why is it that I was more worried about the dogs than the dog walker? It's weird about how we are with dogs, isn't it? People love pets. It's
crazy. People love dogs. I get it. I understand that. Her dogs, Gustav and Koji, are back at home. They were recovered on Friday evening, nearly two full days after they were stolen by thieves who ambushed and shot her dog walker in Hollywood. I think a lot of people are like me, where I'm like, how much are they worth where you shoot someone? Yeah, but then again, people get murdered over $10 in cash. So a woman turned the dogs into police. TMZ says they were found tied to a pole in an alley miles away from where they were abducted. As for the reward, Gaga will gladly pay the $500,000 to the finder. So there's that. Wow. By the way, I would think that the finder might want to peel off as a little something to her community. That's just my opinion. Yeah. I mean, Oscar talks about paying it forward.
Yeah. Or check the duffel bag for a GPS stick. I don't think his money's just getting deposited and moving on with life.
You think it's, you know, as soon as you say that, I picture No Country for Old Men, you know? Like, that's the person. Okay, I'll send Anton down to drop off the $500,000, and then he arrives at the person that returned the dogs and says,
I will give you your money. Just flip a coin. Just flip a coin for me. This coin has traveled a very long way to get to you. You found the dogs. Now flip a coin.
Why do I have to do that, Anton?
Everyone says that to me. Just flip the coin.
Anyway, sorry.
Oscar in the
voice levers? I come up with one on the fly. There you go.
Oscar, the duffel bag has a dye pack, but because it's Lady Gaga, it's filled with glitter. And when they open it, just boom! Fabulous!
Gaga is in Rome working on a movie. There aren't specifics on how the money will be rewarded. That's funny when I read a line like that, the specifics.
They will be dropping off the $500 in cash at the corner of La Brea and Sunset Boulevard at 10:15.
Anyway, the suspects are still on the loose. The LAPD says they're looking for two black men in their early 20s, one with blonde dreadlocks. One of them was armed with a semi-automatic handgun. The dog walker's name is Ryan Fisher. He is expected to make a full recovery.
Good.
His family said he's receiving extraordinary care in the hospital. This goes on. I was still interested. I couldn't help it. Gaga said, "I continue to love you, Ryan. You risked your life to fight for our family. You are forever a hero." The fact that the dogs were abandoned by the thieves so soon seems to suggest that these guys had no idea that they were stealing Gaga's dogs, and they probably panicked when the news blew up. They also never contacted her with a ransom demand, so it seems like the plan was just to sell them, since French bulldogs are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
There's also this. TMZ, again, more TMZ, says that Ryan and the dogs weren't just making a trip around the block. They'd walk down to a liquor store, and they were on their way back. The store was 7 blocks away from the site of the attack. It's an interesting deal. But so the guy's going out to get a bottle of vodka or something.
You assume it's the dog walker. The dogs might be drinkers.
What about DoorDash?
That's right.
The liquor store is on Sunset, a major street in Hollywood. Thank you for telling me that. So it's possible the thief saw Ryan and the dogs either around the liquor store or walking along Sunset and then ambushed him when he turned into onto a quieter street. So that's that. If you were curious about Gaga, very happy she got her dogs back. As somebody who is now passionately in love with his dog, I get it. I understand.
What's your number, Mike? What's your number, Winslow Goes?
I'll peel off $100 or $200.
Yeah, I think I'm tops for Santos. I love him, but at a certain point, it's a depreciating asset, right? So,
no, you know what? Maybe not 100 or 200. I'll give him that top hat that Twitch gave me from Ringling Brothers.
That's nice. That's a good gift.
According to a new study out of New York University, the main reason we use social media is the same as the reason why we can train animals to do tricks for food. I'd like to send this out to Rob Spiewak, Stephanie Larson, and my wife, Carla. We are addicted, or they are addicted, to the rewards. On social media, the reward is getting a lot of likes, getting a lot of attention. For animals, the reward is getting something to eat. Here's some proof. Researchers monitored how frequently people posted on social media. When people posted something that they got a lot of likes on, they started posting more often. After they put up a post that bombed, they posted less. In other words, getting these likes feels so good. We want more of it. Also, liking other people's posts, that makes us feel like we will get a reward to be liked more. So when we post more often, we keep chasing that dragon.
You know,
let's go right to the source of the three of us, the person that posts.
You need that dopamine
else.
More than all of us.
Well, actually, it really does apply, because every time I post on Facebook, I give myself a treat.
We are running out of honey buns.
What did you give your? It's not always the same treat.
No, right? No. Sometimes it's a chili dog. Sometimes it's more sweet than savory. Yes,
chili dog.
Isn't a chili dog a meal? That's not really a treat, right?
One is not a meal. My mom had another success breakthrough with, you know, her dog Lulu, that she is trained to bark loud and quiet.
Yeah.
Now Lulu, if you hold a treat, Lulu will go. It's a very smart dog.
That's awesome. I think I've got dog training in the news. I do.
Oh, good.
Not in the news,
good,
but in my show. We'll talk about that this week. The genealogy site MyHeritage is offering a new service where they will animate photos of your dead relatives or anyone else. They're using deepfake technology to make the faces in the pictures move and make different expressions. I get the creep vibe out of this.
I don't like it.
They will not make the people in the pictures talk, since that could get them into some legal trouble with the laws around deepfakes in some countries. The reanimation feature is free if you want to find out, even with a photo of yourself. So you can do it with yourself if you want to try it.
This is,
do you think
someone
could
want to?
Can I give a homework assignment? I'm the worst one to do it because I'll screw it up. Maybe I should try it.
Well, Let's do it with somebody that doesn't have a lot to lose, Pony. Because I feel like this is a, and Pony, I know we're beating up on you today, but you're a perfect person for this because, Mike, for you, I hate to do this. There's some of these websites are just, it's a data honey trap. Like everybody.
That's exactly. They're just mining you for data.
So you get all of that. Let's see if Pony can get something out of this because, you know, he's good, at least with his protection.
Because, Mike, I was going to suggest if it works with Pony, we could do a deep fake of your Uncle Bill Sheehan choking on a piece of roast beef.
Yeah, we can find a photo. just look for the Matthew Brady collection.
It's printed on tin.
Yeah. Everyone thinks their dog is the cutest. Now here's some science to prove you wrong. A new study ranked the cutest dog breeds using the golden ratio, or how symmetrical their face, ears, tongue, and other features are. The golden ratios for human
That's
beings.
That's for people. Yeah, come on.
Well, they did it. According to the results, Dalmatians are the most attractive dogs.
No.
I agree.
That's wrong.
Here are the top 10. Dalmatian, Irish Water Spaniel, Wire Fox Terrier,
wrong.
Labrador, Basset Hound, Samoyed, Jack Russell, Rottweiler, St. Bernard, pretty cute dog, St. Bernard.
Dog, yeah, but...
And coming in at number 10, Golden Retriever. A few more that made the top 20. Carla's going to love this.
Yeah.
Pugs, Schnauzers, Siberian Huskies, English Bulldogs, and Bloodhounds. Sorry, Frankie.
Where's the Beagle? The Beagle has got the best face.
Oh, the
face.
Beagle. No.
Oh, like Beagle it. Puppy. Beagle. Come on. Beagle.
No,
come on. Beagle.
Not a fan of Beagles. Yeah. They just... old beagles. We used to be next door to an old beagle.
I said beagle puppy, to be fair.
Okay. All right, beagle puppy. Very beagle good. Puppy. And now a little something. There is a 54-year-old guy. His name is Donald Cassidy from West Newton, Pennsylvania. I don't know what part of the state that's
okay.
in. A few weeks ago, he reported his 2010 GMC Acadia had been stolen. The cops found it in some woods nearby. It had been set afire, but the VIN number was still visible. As they investigated, they started to get suspicious, here we go, that Donald staged the whole thing. And when they got a warrant to look through the phone, his phone's internet connection, the history, they found, that's all they did. They grabbed the phone, they look at the history. They found that immediately before he called and reported the car theft, the last thing he'd looked at was a search for how to set your car on fire and make it look like an accident. He was arrested for arson, filing a false report, and risking a catastrophe. The GMC Acadia was a total loss, but the insurance company will not be paying anyway for the damage, estimated on a 2010 Acadia to be $43.27. Sorry, that's just I'm a GM guy. I drive a GM vehicle.
Sure, that's it.
Come on.
Just not great, that's all.
Come on. We'll take a break, come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara. To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and buy the bonus show. Or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. Boredom. It can strike at any time, which is why you need to... You're playing Buddy Rich back there.
I am.
You need to keep boredom's worst nightmare with you at all times. I'm talking about Best Fiends. That's right. Best Fiends is boredom's worst nightmare. The top-rated mobile puzzle adventure game. With Best Fiends on your phone, boredom doesn't stand a chance. Best Fiends has thousands of levels, plus new content added all the time, so you never run out of entertainment. You don't have to be a hardcore gamer to love the casual game. Rob, you have been digging Best Fiends forever. You love it, love it, love it.
I can't put my phone down. Right now I'm at level 2,248, Mike. It's called New Might City Blues. And something exciting, I know you've been waiting for this. Not only am I battling slugs on this level, I'm battling owls. I have to get 7 owls.
You're not as freaked out by owls as you are with bats.
These are virtual owls, so it's okay.
Oh, very good.
All right, if they were real Fiends, owls, I don't trust a meat-eating bird. That's the
deal. I get it. Yeah. Best Fiends is free to download. Download it now with Best Fiends. There's something new today and tomorrow and every day after that. With Best Fiends, the fun never ends. As we heard, Mr. Spiewak is all in. If you're anything like him, you will be too. No Wi-Fi, no worries. You don't even need an internet connection. Download Best Fiends free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. You going to love it. We have to talk for a moment here about the Golden Globes. I just want to get it out of my system. And then I'll dovetail into my weekend alone. Mrs. O'Mara was out of the house. I had a golf tournament over the weekend. Played great. But anyhow, Mrs. O'Mara was away with my son over on the other side, going to the real beach with waves and all that on the other side of Florida. There's a little tell if you come to the Gulf side. Yeah, it's not as wavy. Yeah. But
the waves are bigger than the MP3s, Oscar.
They always are.
That's right.
Waves. But anywho, last night I turned on the Golden Globes. I have never. I'm an award show person. I like watching them. They intrigue me. I watched maybe tops 2.5 minutes and turned it off. Could not stand it.
Horrible.
It was that horrible. It was mangled. And do you think, Rob Spiewak, I know you like the, you watch them anyway, whether you want to or not.
Right.
Do you think they were aiming too high? Is that what it was? But it just was tedious.
Well, they definitely aimed high and they missed. First of all, if you're going to do a virtual attendance thing, that's fine, but don't show an audience that looks empty. That sucks all of it out of the room. And also, I think that they were trying to diffuse the whiteness of the Golden Globes by inwardly making fun of themselves. But when you're just making fun of yourself for being white, that's not fixing the problem. That's just mocking yourself. And that was ineffective. And also, I don't see why Poehler and Faye had to be in different venues. Separate them, but at least have them in the same room, because it definitely messed with their timing. They're very funny. Some of the writing was funny, some of it. But I just, you're right. I think they aimed too high, and they, in this age, you can't be glitzy. You don't want to see people in evening. I like Jason Sudeikis in a hoodie. I thought that was great, because he's just home having a drink.
It just, I couldn't watch. It was unwatchable.
It was horrible.
You know, with that. And that's another thing. Added to that, not that award shows matter anymore. They're self-serving. There are too many of them. But the Golden Globes has always been the fun one. And what that was, correct me if I'm wrong, the Golden Globes were, they happened last year, right?
Yeah,
It was one of the last award shows, I think.
The real, okay, so if we remember the Oscars of last year, that was, I mean, if I remember correctly, that was the first award show we had within the pandemic early on where everybody was home, correct?
And that was the one where they had the boxes that would open and present the award with the winner, right? And
correct.
It was
something
goofy
like that.
And misplaced.
Yeah,
right.
but it wasn't terrible.
Right, it was okay.
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't like yesterday. And I thought about this because while, and maybe this is, our expectations are too high, Mike, personally, for viewers. We've been through this for so long now, relative to what we're used to entertainment wise, that we would think that this year's award show would be better than all the other award shows that have come prior to it because of
the technology.
They're building to it, right?
And now that you're seeing a lot of these talents now not at home, you see them in studio with their counterparts, or you see them on a high def camera from another set. That's what I was expecting. A lot of these people going to remote sets,
right?
That had been, especially in a place like Los Angeles, there's enough of those that you can actually go, right?
You know, to toot our own horn a little bit, Oscar, I mean, you see these people, and you see it on talking heads when they go to experts on the news. When you see people that do it every day, I give my show Morning Joe an example. Mm-hmm. When you see the guy they're going to, they have the setup, right? Yeah. They have the setup. Yeah, it's tried and
they've
true.
They've got a TVU box, or they've got you know, everything that's commercial grade. It's there.
But that's what we do on this show. Yeah. That's why you don't see.
I think one of my favorite parts, though, was seeing the people that didn't care, and the best one was Jeff Daniels. I mean, there are people that had, like, they're in their study or they're in an evening gown and there's a piano there, right? Jeff Daniels looked like he was sitting on his bed with contractor grade doors behind him and he was wearing a flannel shirt. It really looked like the first house you bought when you're 26
years old.
Doesn't
he live like in the Midwest? I think he lives
in
the Midwest.
He might. Well, he doesn't have a lot of pictures on his wall. I know that.
But fellas, you know, forgive me if I'm wrong, but that was cute 6 months ago. Like, that's not, like, we're beyond that now. And if it's them, spend the money and get the people that I want to play ball to get to actually, you know, get involved.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, here's what I think your dilemma is with that. You can't say to every nominee, come to this studio, because they're not going to have nominees. People also, from the pure safety aspect of it, they're not going to go. And I don't think they want to spend the money where they send a crew out to get it done, which is, I mean, you've done that with ESPN. I mean, to get it done right, don't you have to have a crew head out to the house?
And time and money.
You do, but the iterations from when we set up Foxworth Studio at his house to where we are, and this is March of last year, straight to ESPN from his home, to where we are now, equipment-wise, Mike, is like 100 times smaller, better, and cheaper. Because
and you still see people that look like it's the Wright brothers. It's kind of weird to
see. Like,
that.
Hey, I mean, look again. Maybe it's us, but what I want is I want to escape to the Emmys, and I want to see just like remember you know, for what it's worth when we watched the first night of the DNC.
Yeah,
we were like, wow,
that was spectacular.
It was. Yeah, they made this right.
And so and that is and you know what it comes down to really, it also comes down to audio.
Yes.
Because they all blow off the audio.
They always
have. It doesn't matter how good the picture is. I'm sorry, if you're using your laptop, it's going to sound like I'm really happy with that. Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you. But really, you know, they're tough enough. But another thing, I'm not comfortable looking at the four shot of the nominees, sitting there watching the whole person, the speech in its entirety with the nominees there was ridiculous.
It bothered me, that being uncomfortable. And also, what was the deal? And you probably didn't stay with it long enough to see this.
I didn't stay with it more than I watched the first guy win, and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler came out and weren't funny. And I said, goodbye. Thank you very much.
When they were going to spots, they were letting people talk to each other like in little Zoom rooms, and people were commenting as they went to commercials, which made me wonder, what's the setup? Were there a lot of Zoom rooms, and can they move people around?
There's software where you could push people to a different room.
But it was like really awkward. Like at one point, it's just like, oh, there's my cat.
And the 73rd Glendale Globes will be back after this. I was just trying to figure out where Bill Murray was, because he had a city in the he had a great view, by the way.
He looked
but
great.
But I'm not sure where he was.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. Oh, and by the way, Rosamund Pike for I Care a Lot. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And also your chess girl.
Yes, Queen's Gambit.
Yes, exactly.
Another big winner.
Very pleased with that one.
Schitt's Creek, another big winner was there. And then there's a movie I want to see. Is it Nomaddom or something like that? It's it won. It won the movie.
I think that's right.
Francis McDormand movie?
I think you're dead on. I'm checking right now.
I'm looking right now because that's
Nomadland.
Nomadland. Okay. And I think that's... I think that's Francis McDormand, but I'm not sure.
It's Francis McDormand.
Yeah, that's it.
David Strathairn.
The trailer was so horrible for it that I saw that now I'll watch the movie.
And Jane Lynch is in it as well.
Jane Lynch is in everything.
She hosted the pregame last night, by the way. My inbox blew up.
Did she? No.
Of course she did. Of course she did. Yeah.
Of course she did. Yeah. Yes, she does.
Because what? She has a speech impediment. She can't say no.
Right. Well, my family was home, and I turned it off, and we all hung out for a little bit. Good. And while my family was away, I just wanted to share my ice cream cheat, and then we have to take another break.
Good.
I have to tell you that the creator of the Magnum bar, which always to me was the gold standard, the greatest ice cream bar ever invented, and calling it a Magnum, which is usually reserved for a large condom. You know, it might have been hinky on that at the beginning, but now, no, I think you've taken the spot. And then to take, I'll describe walking by the frozen section.
All right.
At a convenience store when my eyes first landed on the Magnum pint of ice cream.
it was
just complete freezing, turning towards it and looking and hearing my lovely angels. It's like, what is that? Is that a is that a pint of ice cream that's based on the ice cream bar? Oh my God.
Did they take an ice cream bar and make it into a pint?
Do they have a feature where you squeeze the plastic container that the pint is in to break up the ice cream? Oh my God! Put it in my bag right now! All right, I'm going to tell everyone what I did. So Carla was gone Saturday night with my son. I ate the regular one. Turn that off. I ate the regular one Saturday. I woke up and made myself a healthy avocado toast breakfast.
Good.
And I had a lot of time to kill before I was going to hit the links again yesterday. And after my breakfast, I had the second one, which was the salted caramel. I had that for my breakfast.
Wow.
Can you explain how the pint works? Is it just a regular pint with the ice cream or...
Well, let me bring it up for you. Please. Hold on just a thing.
There's several flavors. The best one, Oscar, is the Magnum pre-existing condition.
Got it. It sounds amazing. Does it have like the chocolate, like
shell type chocolate?
The shell, yeah. Right. At the top?
Let me see what it's called. It says the Magnum candle? Tub. Magnum Tub Double Sea Salt Caramel. Oh, there's the calories. Oh, my.
Let me pull
Carla, what are you doing back there? You doing some remodeling?
Don't touch the tubs.
Hands off the caramel, baby. Yeah.
Carla's hearing this probably for the first time. I don't think she even knew.
That's fine.
Well, she didn't ask, so, you know.
Yeah.
Magnum Double Sea Salt Caramel Ice Cream combines velvety vanilla ice cream with swirls of sea salt caramel and chocolate pieces, all encased in a Magnum cracking milk chocolate.
Oh, I see this. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So is the chocolate just
like
on the top?
And chocolate ice cream, huh?
Or is the chocolate and shell
right
just
now,
on the
Rob.
Top?
I'm going to show you right now. Hold
it is a solid wall. It's not disgusting.
Oh, I think it's a thing of beauty.
It's one of the greatest ice cream confections that's ever been invited.
And it has a big M on it for Mike.
Yeah, for Mike. Let me just rewind this a little bit. Hold on a second.
Oh, by the way, inside every decadent ice cream bar is cacao, sustainably sourced from Rainforest Alliance certified farms.
So you're actually
or vanilla? Chocolate or vanilla?
Well, it's vanilla ice cream with the chocolate on top.
You're actually supporting the environment, Mike, every time you eat a pint.
All right, so here we go. For optimum cracking of Magnum's signature chocolate shell, let Magnum ice cream pints, leave them to soften for 10 minutes, then squeeze the sides of the pack and listen for the signature crack. Hello.
Nice. Hello.
Oh, this
hello.
Is better.
Yes. Oh, there it is.
There you go.
There, yeah, there it is. See, you're shattering all that delicious chocolate inside and out. Oh, man. Yes, sir. Hello, diabetes, my old friend.
Signature crack, indeed.
We'll take a break, and we will come back and talk about the racism of Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
Ooh. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show every Boulder. Free your mind.
Marijuana. If you are a marijuana enthusiast, you are either thinking about the next time you're going to get it, how you're going to get it, where you're going to hide it. It's on your mind all the time.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Score weed to find a dealer to get the good stuff.
Drugs are bad.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. The Maui Wowie they have is the best.
I'm paranoid right now because I ate that cookie.
I am actually on LSD now.
The burning weed with its roots in hell.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop out. And subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
The TMOS Bonus Show. Is an extra primo top shelf fatty of laughs every week.
Lots. Don't harsh my buzz, dude. Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show and expand your mind.
Bonus click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and my guy will totally hook you up.
Let's get some Cheetos.
I love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. People love to offer advice about the best way to eat. They love to share it with you. It's never any good most of the time. Everybody likes what's good for them because they might have had some success. You know why I love Noom? Because it's based in psychology. Noom teaches you how to eat because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. As they say, it's not a cliche for me. Knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. Noom personalizes weight loss programs just for you, and it's only 10 minutes a day. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, and forgiving. They know you're only human. If you stumble, if you mess up, you start the next day. That's how it works. It works, people. Don't believe me? Over 80% of Noomers finished the program, and over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year.
That's huge.
That's Noom, and they do it. And the success is beginning to really eclipse a lot of other things that are out there. Mm-hmm. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial
today.
At Noom. Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/TMOS. Now, the conversation I'm having with my son as I take him to the bus stop today, he was kind of in a mood. He was in his Monday. He had the Mondays.
Sure,
Mondays. And he said, I don't like. I said, what's the matter? He said, Dad, I don't like Dr. Seuss. I'm like, okay, that's all right. I mean, it's Dr. Seuss week. Well, tomorrow I need to wear a funny hat. It's funny hat day. I said, well, we can get you a funny hat. I don't want it. He just didn't the whole thing. But it's Dr. Seuss week at his elementary school. And I didn't think twice about it. It's Dr. Seuss. We got Dr. Seuss books around the house. And then Rob Spiewak comes in here and brings up Dr. Seuss on the show. And I had no idea. I might have missed this. I might have missed the memo. I believe in sensitivity on all things. But
it's technically a local story, so I'm not surprised it didn't go down there.
Okay.
But what happened is, it says the headline is, in Virginia, they do not like green eggs and ham or Dr. Seuss. The good Dr. Seuss, a.k.a. this is from the Deadline website.
That's what he's doing today. I hate to interrupt you, but they're having green eggs and ham at the school today.
Ooh.
That's their big thing for
okay.
Dr. Seuss.
And this is a source from the Washington Post as well. The good Dr. Seuss, also known as Theodore Geisel, has been dropped from the annual Read Across America event, a national day to encourage reading. Dr. Seuss books have long been a staple of the program. Dr. Seuss, a major supplier of content for television films and creator of characters like The Grinch, The Cat in the Hat, and Horton Hears a Who, was banned because his books allegedly have strong racial undertones, according to Loudoun County school system.
Any explanation on it?
I'm going to go on and read. They're vague about it, and I look for this stuff.
Let's be the judge of this. You have a tough barometer on it.
Because I really would like to know what his history is, if he had any kind of track record with that.
Well, I do, and they mention it later, and I do know that he had a past before he was the noted kids author. Of writing some stuff that was inappropriate, and he signed it off as sort of being a product of the times, and Dr. Seuss himself was dismissed.
So when you say he had a past, you know that. What type of past are we talking about here?
It said Geisel had done controversial cartoons with racist overtones before he became a well-known children's author. Geisel claimed that was just the way the things were 50 years ago when confronted about the long-hidden cartoons.
Well, so for example, when I think of racist cartoons, I think in terms of Warner Brothers and the Japanese soldiers, which were overtly racist when they did that. But I mean, when you're talking about it, would they be any anti-African American?
You know what? I'm remembering that I kind of had this in the back of my head. I think it was more anti-Japanese rhetoric during the war, almost like propaganda stuff.
Let's
definitely confirm, because we're literally talking about something that, it's top of mind, and you have to, open your eyes about it.
Mm-hmm. He said, and anyway, to go on, this is great, Mike, because guess who's quoted in the article? You'll like this. It's this guy.
Good evening. This is Wade Byer, the public information officer from Loudoun County Public Schools.
There he is.
So Wade was quoted as saying, they have discovered and uncovered strong racial overtones and undertones in many books written and illustrated by Dr. Seuss. Given this research and Loudoun County Public Schools.
I'm on a site right now where there's some swastikas going on here.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure it out. Now, by the way, when I say that, I believe these might be anti-Nazi swastika. I don't know.
Right.
They're hard to figure out. I'm just, there's one where there's a. It's just weird. I want to get more information as I'm looking.
This is the sentence that bothers me the most about it. It says, Dr. Seuss's books have long been under fire for some woke observers who believe they are not diverse in their presentations. A 2019 report claimed that some of the books, quote, featured animal or non-human characters that transmit Orientalist, anti-black, and white supremacist messaging through allegories and symbolism. And the thing is I can't see that, because when I think of Seuss, I mostly think of like mythical creatures, stuff that isn't human. So the allegory would have to be pretty deep for me to see any sort of that stuff going on.
I'm looking at one where it's not deep. There are some very racist blackface cartoons that he did.
All right,
so I get it.
But I'm talking about
totally
when they're commenting on the modern stuff.
That's a tougher, I think, that's it. And you know, they shouldn't be vague about this.
They should be very specific.
Because this is also a big deal.
It takes, look, Mike, you actually, you're critically thinking right now. You hear a story and then you go deeper and then you make your own decision.
Right.
And that's what you would hope most people, readers, would do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at some of this and I'm like, you know, it was cool, but it wasn't something I need to hold on to.
All right, this is from The Insider, and this is from all the way back in 2012,
all right.
So this is not a new controversy. Dr. Seuss's political leanings are well known. He was a liberal Democrat who opposed fascism in the 1940s and President Nixon in the 1970s. The new movie of his book, The Lorax, is fairly unsubtle pro-environment.
Okay, right, I remember that.
Less well-celebrated are Theodore Seuss Geisel's early advertising and political cartoons from the 1920s through the 1940s, which feature a decidedly racist streak. In the ads from the collection of the Library of the University of California in San Diego, black people are presented as savages, living in the tropics, dressed in grass skirts. Arabs are portrayed as camel-riding nomads or sultans. In his political cartoons from the collection of the Springfield Library and Museum Association, Seuss invade against the Japanese during World War II. I give a pass to that. I do.
That's more propaganda, I think.
That's when you're talking about the times. Look, there's no defense against it. It was horrible that we put people in internment camps. It was horrible, but it's certainly, I think, forgiveness
the
is
ideology
powerful.
Of the country at that time.
The images are depressing because they reveal that one of America's most original artist authors had the same tired views of non-whites that his contemporaries did. It's a valid point.
Yeah.
It is a valid point.
But there is, look, these are valid points. It's easy to just be like, oh, cancel culture. I think the idea behind a lot of these questions that people pose is to take a moment and take a beat and not necessarily say, forget about it. If Dr. Seuss, I hate calling him that because I feel like
he's not a medical doctor.
Yeah. But if he actually did more good in his later life, and there are places where he's come out and said, look, that wasn't appropriate. It wasn't just the sign of the times, but you know, that's not where my heart was. It was a different time. Like I could get behind that. But if there is recent work up until his death where he's just like, no big deal.
I agree.
I want to follow through and see where these people are finding the allegories.
Here.
Like, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with the
Later
Grinch.
In his career, Rob.
Yes.
Seuss mended his ways and drew anti-racist cartoons, a couple of which were included in this gallery.
Mm-hmm.
He also expressed regret for his anti-Japanese views, according to filmmaker Ron LaMothe, who made the political Dr. Seuss. This is not an old controversy.
Right.
The only evidence I have comes from his biographers, who told me this is apparently the director, the filmmaker, who told me years later, although still recognizing its necessity due to the war, he was regretful about some of his cartoons and some of the propaganda work he did for the Army Signal Corps. I do think the fact that he dedicated Horton Hears a Who, a parable about the American post-war occupation of Japan, to my great friend, and he mentions a Japanese gentleman, says something of his changing attitude. So he did change here.
Yeah.
But anywho, I'm looking at their, there's a very, very almost like blackface portrayal of an African American here. That's a cartoon. There are lots. There are racist cartoons.
I want to do, I'm going to do a follow up and see, because then when they talk about the allegories, I want to see if there's any of the stuff that is more pop culture oriented to us now, i.e. the Grinch or, you know, maybe Horton Hears a Who or something like that, that maybe there is some stuff that still lingers. I don't know. They seem to imply that.
And keep us posted on what happens in Loudoun County, because right now, look, I believe people do change. And when you go back and you look at this, it's interesting. And it's an interesting discussion. We'll take a break and we will come. Are we at the digital dumpster?
We're at the dumpster, man.
My God, the show has flown by. We'll be right back with more Digital Dumpster coming up right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, America. Greetings from the sovereign state of Texas. Is the pandemic getting to you? Do you need to get away? How about some time on a luxury ocean liner? Now is the perfect time to take a relaxing Ted Cruz. Warm sunshine, half-price rail drinks made with boiled water and lots of ice. A sycophantic waitstaff and lots of fun, sneaky, slimy activities. It's even better than a secret trip to Cancun. It's the Ted Cruz. And if someone says it's a bad idea, just blame your daughters. I'm Ted Cruz, and we miss you, Donald.
Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Sunday. I have the greenest lawn. Hey, spring is just around the corner, and that means it's time to get the lawn back on track. I already have, because where I live, it's warm.
Shush. It's enough of that.
Yeah, it was a snap thanks to Sunday. Sunday is more than a lawn care product. It is a customized lawn plan that works with nature. They take out all of the guesswork and unwanted chemicals so you can grow a beautiful lawn that's better for everybody. I just went to GetSunday.com, put in my home address. I love this. And their free lawn analysis tool took care of the rest. It is technology at its finest. Sunday sends a tailored nutrient plan right to your door, right when you need it. All I had to do is attach the ready-to-use pouch to a garden hose.
So
it's
easy.
It's really that simple. And spray. Lawn care used to take up to a whole day. Now it takes less than 15 minutes. Best of all, this stuff really works. I am going to be the talk of the neighborhood. And not because I drove my golf cart through my wall in the garage. Let Sunday take the guesswork. Oh, long story. Anyway, I never did that. Somebody did. Let Sunday take the guesswork out of growing a greener, more beautiful lawn this spring. Visit GetSunday.com/TMOS to get $20 off your custom lawn plan at checkout. That's $20 off your custom plan at GetSunday.com/TMOS. And we thank you. Let me crank it up for you right now. Getting that.
Throw it in the dumpster.
Digital dumpster there. Boom, 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 boom.
Mike, it was very Shepard Smith of you when you said, I didn't do it.
But someone did. But somebody did. Yes, sir. Yeah, it's terrible.
Mike, someone brought up something online and it made me laugh. Is that, you know, we're all into Zoom technology right now, but you know, this isn't very new. Go back to the AT&T picture phone. Remember, Charlie had a picture phone.
Picture phone. It does, Don. It does really work.
See, the classic bit, Oscar, was that Charlie only had one picture phone.
Yes.
So he couldn't
see. One little picture phone. Listeners complain when we take a day off that we don't do enough voices. Mike doesn't do enough silly voices.
So
that's why.
You don't need. Hello. Oh, hello. Charlie, are you sick?
That's it. Want a voice? I'll do a whole show with a voice. I'll do Herb Welch. Is that you're there? I'm here. We took a Friday off. Oscar got fat shamed. It's fine.
It's fun to do voices.
So, Charlie, here's one just for you. Here's an ad from the 1970s.
Something new is happening in communications. It's called picture phone service.
Why don't we have Cal Simpson in on this problem?
How long will it take?
Oh, 2 or 3 days.
How about Wednesday?
Grandpa, it's like you're right here. When are you coming to see us?
Soon, darling.
It's a
soon,
huge...
Darling. Soon. I'll be right over there, dear.
It was a huge apparatus, and it was a long-form commercial, and one of the uses for picture phone, apparently, was letting someone ID a perpetrator in a lineup at a police station. And it's a guy sitting at his desk. He says, he could be the guy. Have him give me a profile. So... Anyway,
people don't realize the 70s were just, I mean, really like still the end of the Mad Men era.
I know. You know? Oh. When are you coming, Grandpa?
Be there
I'll
a minute,
be over
dear.
Thursday.
Dear.
Right now I'm going to have a shivus and another lucky strike.
And it's 7 a.m. Happy anniversary, Charlie Sheen. This week marks the 10-year anniversary of his meltdown. And let's just look at that week or that month for him. It was really a banner time.
People can't figure me out. They can't process me. I don't expect them to. You can't process me with a normal brain. I'm there to show others how it's done. It's not really rocket science. Sorry. Fuel the magic. Fools. Trolls. Normal people. People that aren't special. People that don't have tiger blood and, you know, Adonis DNA.
I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. Too much.
I've been riding it on a Mercury surfboard right off the bat. Sorry. Epic. Epic behavior.
This stuff's epic.
You know, I'm not going to say it wasn't epic. I'm tired of pretending like I'm not special. I'm tired of pretending like I'm not a total freaking rock star from Mars.
Why? Because I'm a winner.
Duh. Winning.
Winning.
Wow. Winning.
I call winner game over. Defeat is not an option. They picked a fight with a warlock.
Defeat is not an option.
He made his way back.
I quit the hooch for a while.
Yes.
Because I hate the way I feel when I drink. I really don't like it. But you do become more observant of people. And one of the things substances do to people is they make the false sense of bravado.
Sure.
And it can happen. It doesn't have to be just cocaine or a stimuli like that. You can see it on alcohol. You know, you see it. It's funny to watch Charlie Sheen because it's just so substance fueled. That astronomical level of confidence
yes.
that exists within Tiger Blood. I am a rock star from Mars.
Mercury surfboard. The 10th anniversary of the warlock on a Mercury surfboard.
That's unbelievable. That's great audio.
Now, 25 years ago was the debut of Pokemon. And to celebrate it, they've come out with an album called Pokemon 25, the album.
Hey,
which,
Pony.
Which means very little to me. But Oscar, you're a sort of video game guy. So yeah. I guess that's the silver anniversary of it. This surprised me that Post Malone, who's a big deal.
Yes, he's a big deal.
Would do a Pokemon album. And cover Hootie and the Blowfish?
Sometimes I wonder if it'll ever end. You'll get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the cowboys make me cry. But there's nothing I can do.
So Darius Rucker came out, and I'm sorry if I'm stepping on you.
No,
Rob,
not
but,
at all. I think
but
I
heard this,
say.
And I saw it, and I read about it, and I like it, and
I do too.
And if I'm the publisher, which I think Darius owns the rights,
sure,
I like it a lot. Like I like it a lot because Post Malone's going
to
move units.
I have
and
to.
Darius
wonder,
hasn't
though,
said anything about it, right? He's cool.
He's come out and said because he put his own spin flavor on it.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like the original. It's just updated.
Yeah.
It's an updated version of the original, which you don't mess with because it was really... I mean, that was the piece for
if it was
Darius Rucker and Hootie.
Is it a really good song or was it just the best song of that time?
No, it's a great song.
Is it?
I love that. It's still a great... If you hear the
it's
original...
It's still one of those songs from the 1990s.
Well, no.
Time.
No, what I took issue with was Darius Rucker had a lot of that sound after that hit. Where it was like, and they paled on it. But his voice married to that particular style
yeah,
of
right.
song.
You're right.
And I guess Post Malone kind of didn't try to change it. Mm-hmm. By the way, when you're watching these people on American Idol, you're watching these singing comedy, they say make it your own, but sometimes don't go outside of what
don't
made the song
it, yeah.
a hit. I think that's an example. I mean, you set that up, and I'm surprised to hear crapola, and it isn't. Bad. It's in fact. It's just.
Well, he's amazing. He's amazingly
a
talented.
Better.
He's amazingly talented. So I think. I mean, it's a good song. It's just. I think it burned on me then. So maybe it. The only thing they changed. The only thing they changed is the original lyric is the dolphins make me cry, but he doesn't like the dolphins. So Post Malone saying Dallas makes me cry. That's the one change he made.
Cowboys make me. New York Giants never win another Super Bowl as long as I live.
So I never really liked working in big grocery, but one thing I did enjoy was playing with the store intercom. And I had managers that would let me do it and managers that wouldn't let me do it. There was one guy named Pete that loved when I would write PSAs and announce them late at night because I would work till close. And from 11 to midnight, there was no
Pete
one there.
Pete was a good guy. Pete was fun. Pete, thank you for me.
That was fun. But I would love this, the fact that this Lowe's employee was doing announcements and it was captured on TikTok using announcements on Helium.
Can I get Patrick to customer service, please? Patrick to customer service. Thank you.
Why not?
I love it.
You're working in a home improvement store.
Oh, you hate
it. Welcome to hell. Really, welcome to hell. Let them do whatever they can to have fun. As long as they help people that need to know where the wood screws are, you know, to hell with it.
You got someone that can do voices or with a quirky voice? Yeah, throw them on there.
Just get on the intercom.
You have some big, old, fat idiot coming in and not realizing that there's a little board that goes under a mail. I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you all about it.
One of Brad's favorite, my buddy Brad, one of his favorite hardware stories ever is he said he saw a guy stop in a crossroads of four aisles and he looked absolutely lost and he just said to no one in particular, shelf bracket. Oscar, name this tune, okay?
Ooh, it's not Pac-Man. No. It's Frogger.
It is Frogger. And good news, in a world where we've run out of ideas, I believe it is NBC, the Peacock Network, is doing a live Frogger game show where
I'm,
you will have to...
I'm having a battle with you right now.
Oh, are you playing that? I forgot you had that. Where they are actually going to make contestants dodge virtual traffic and things like that. So watch for the Frogger game show on Peacock. Does anybody take the Peacock?
Yes.
Nope. You do?
We get it forced to us.
Oh,
because,
you're free, right?
Because Comcast just says, here you go.
Oh, Peacock. That's nice. Oh, I'd have to pay for it separately. Not going to happen.
Well, Mike, how are you going to watch The Office except by putting on Comedy Central every day?
Oh, no. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. You like accents. The Minnesota Timberwolves have a player. His name is Anthony Edwards. Not the guy from ER, a different fellow. And a reporter from Ireland asked him a question, and he just got lost in the question.
You get a win tonight, that would breed confidence going into those next four games against teams in the similar spots beside you in the table.
Where are you from, Jim?
Ireland.
I like your accent. I want to learn how to talk like that. But ask your question again. I was too much listening to your accent.
Yeah, no problem, Ant.
So he just got lost in his accent. I love that.
Who is the guy responding to him?
It was Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Oh, okay. I love your NBA. I love the way you run up and down the court. It's fantastic. You're all so tall and you have such great hand-eye coordination. It's just spectacular to see the way you play the game. We don't have any teams like that over on the Emerald Isle. I swear to God. So, par a point to Guinness and watch the Minnesota Timberwolves go for the gold.
And I don't know about you guys. I close with this. I'm genuinely excited about Coming to America, the Eddie Murphy sequel that's coming to Netflix. And so
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, forgive me. And he is doing the rounds, promoting it. And he said something that I never thought of, but it's probably true. When he's portraying Randy Watson, the lead singer of Sexual Chocolate, first of all, the name of the band, he made up different on every take to try to break up the crew. So Sexual Chocolate was the one that made it, but there were many other names.
Sexual Chocolate.
But
I forgot that.
He said that's the first time in history that someone did a mic drop because he finished singing his song and then he dropped the mic and then it became a thing. So wow. Eddie Murphy, among his many other achievements, invented the mic drop. So let us close by hearing Randy Watson, the lead singer of Sexual Chocolate, dropping his microphone.
If I fail, if I succeed, you can't take away my dignity. Because the greatest love of all inside of me. Sexual Chocolate!
And as they say in the movie, Mike, that boy's good. Close up that digital dumpster. Let's make it a great Monday.
There it is. It's gone. There we are. By the way, speaking of voices and dialects, tomorrow on the Mike O'Mara Show, if I get a chance to record him, he's not here. He's in the school.
Oh.
I'm not a good parent. I'm not
You're
a good
great
father.
Parent.
Sometimes I can show better judgment, but my son says a nasty word and in a British accent, invoking the voice of John Cleese. It's a British dialect.
Oh.
And, well, that's the tease. That's the tease you get
like
for
that.
Tomorrow. But coming all the way back nice. From his little golf lesson, and I'm laughing my ass off. He did it 50 times. And I'll put it on
tape.
Well,
Mike, you know the way to make him stop doing it is to laugh.
Yeah, exactly. That'll never happen. Hey, we got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. We didn't get to anything on the show today. Oscar's toy arrived, so we'll hear about that as well.
Collectible.
We got to say bye-bye. For Rob Spielak, like Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at michaelmaraShow.com.
Michael Mara Radio Entertainment.
Good job.
Ooh, that's a bingo.
Oh, good for you.